welcomed, that's for sure, by our employees and our customers. But we want to assure everybody that it's new, safer protocols by far. One of the cleanest environments I have seen. We've sprayed the entire store. We're requiring masks for our employees as well as our customers. So if you want to come in, bring your mask. We've got hand sanitation stations throughout the store, so wash your hands. And, of course, we've created some barriers to keep everyone at a safe social distance. Those are the big three that really minimize this spread. And it's time to get back to work. Our store is full of great specials, and I know that our customers are wanting to take advantage of them. So come on in and shop, and shop safely. Take some samples home. Take products with you, or, you know, we'll curbside load it for you safely. If you got a do-it-yourself project, or if you want us to install it, you're going to, now's a good time to come in and negotiate your project and get in line. We're not allowed to start any installations or estimates until May 7th, and the list is growing, so get in and get on the list.
Do you see the hand sanitizers, the masks, new norm, Ted?
It's hard to predict what the future is going to be because it's hard to even look at next week, let alone next month or even next year. But I do think that if there, at the bare minimum, if there's anything that comes out of this, is a new awareness for hygiene. And I do think that hand sanitation is going to be something that is going to be very, very important. I mean, I was telling our staff the other day, at some point, people realize that employees must wash their hands after going to the bathroom when you work at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Prior to that, they didn't really recognize that that should be mandatory. And now we see those signs everywhere, and that's a kind of a part of our culture that you're going to wash your hands after returning to work. Or to return to work after using the restroom. Well, maybe washing your hands after any interaction with customers or with other people out in the public is going to be a new norm. And that's a good thing. Sanitation is a good thing.
And you guys deal with sanitation quite a bit.
Well, absolutely. We were fortunate enough to stay open because of our cleaning and sanitation business and products that we sell. And so we have been very blessed with some of the businesses and homes in the area that have hired us to clean and sanitize their house and their business during this time. And now we're ready to get back to work in the flooring industry, flooring and countertops and cabinets and window treatments and everything else that we do. We are just excited to see our customers and just can't wait to get back to what we will call normal.
Will that be, say you do a floor installation, that will probably look a little different for you too, won't it?
Yeah, well, certainly in the short time, we have a sanitation protocol plan in place for our commercial and residential installations where we are safeguarding our employees as well as our customers. We're sanitizing all of our equipment. We're minimizing cross-contamination. And we are isolating, you know, the areas. And in some ways, it's kind of nice whenever a worker's in somebody's house. One of the worst things one of the things they don't like to see is the customer standing over their shoulder telling them how to do their job. So at least we now get the excuse of saying, "Man, you're going to have to stand in the other room and stay your distance." So that might be a good thing.
Ted Christoph with us, Commercial Contracting Week. And Ted, for years, you've been a huge part of the commercial contractors.
Well, yeah, I've been with the JCCA since its inception and certainly believe in its cause, which is local work for local people. And it's more than that. We believe in the power of buying locally and how it just, the monies just continue to circulate, and they increase more jobs, and they increase more philanthropy, and they just increase the whole tide rises in the entire community. And so it's a great cause, and I love contracting. It's right up our alley. We have great members. We're always looking for new members. So anyone who's interested in exposing themselves to more commercial contractors, they should join. Go to jcca.biz. You'll find the information on an application. You can send a message and ask for more information. We have a membership director, Tom Rooney, who will contact you and explain everything well. We're not sure what our meetings are going to be at this point. Normally we meet every month, as Ryan explained earlier this week, through May, but this month we take the summer off, basically. June, July, and August we take off. Mm-hmm. September we start our meetings again. Normally they are at the Steaks Eatery. I'm sure they will. We're going to get back to our meetings, as everyone else is going to get back to meetings. But for more information, just go to jcca.biz, fill out a form, dial the phone number. I don't have it off my head, but it's on the website, and call us, and we'll help you understand more about our organization.
So May 7th, that'll be a big day.
It is a big day. We've got a lot of projects, schools included, that are expecting to get these projects done through the summer, and now we have a little bit of a delay. So we've got some multifamily projects, some school projects, some commercial construction that is all getting their plans together and making sure that we have a safe work site. And, of course, you know, safe work practices are in our DNA. Before everyone knew about PPEs, we've been practicing that for years. That's what we do. Commercial contractors know and understand how to work safely. And so we just added a few new protocols, certainly for not limiting our contact from person to person and from object to object. But other than that, we've adopted some OSHA rules put into place, and we're just excited to get back to work. That's what we do. We don't want to sit around. We want to get to work. It's healthy.
And keeping it local, more important now than ever.
Absolutely. It literally brings me to tears thinking about how many people are supporting our local businesses, like restaurants and our store as well. And I'm very appreciative. And I think that most everyone is. There's got to be a silver lining in this cloud, and that is that this community loves one another. And we know how to support each other. So this is going to be an awesome time for us to witness community coming together here in the next few months.
Ted, thanks for stopping by. Stay safe down there.
Thank you very much, Greg. Glad to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Ted Kristoff, Kristoff & Sons Floor Covering. Mechanic downtown.
Budweiser would like to take this time to say thank you to all our frontline and essential workers who are all working hard to keep us safe and our world moving during the COVID-19 pandemic. From everyone at Budweiser, this Bud's for you, and thank you.